Hello, and welcome to a VO's Journey podcast. My name is Anthony Bika, and this show is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business, sidestep all the crazy things that I seem to step on. Okay, I know, I apologize for the delay. This is episode number 244, but I do believe it has been a month since I posted my last podcast. I'm really angry at myself. And there's been so many times I've wanted to come back on and discuss my podcast and what is happening, but it just really didn't, I don't know, some didn't pan out in my mind because of all the crazy stuff that I want to talk to you that's going on right now. So I'm super thrilled to bring it to you. So without further ado, let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pika.
All right, so I'm aware that I didn't actually give a title to, I mean, just then to the podcast, but I think a good title would be, you know, hey, Anthony, what the hell's going on? that would be a good title. So we're going to talk about that. What is going on right now in a VO's journey? And it is pretty wild to go back, to think back from when I started to what we are doing now. So if you've been following kind of anything that has been going on with a VO's journey, you know, we have a big thing right now is the Elite Academy. That's just been absolutely wonderful. And a big part of that that's been really exciting is this new audiobook production company that we've launched. So here's my thought process about this. So I've started an audiobook production company. I talked about it in my last podcast. But, you know, we started an audiobook production company. And honestly, the reason why I wanted to do an audiobook production company is because, I'll be honest with you, I was tired of doing books for producers, for authors, and either getting, you know, a one-time payment or a small royalty fee that eventually goes away anyways, especially, you know, if you're working on ACX, and not having any ownership over any of that work. And, you know, and it's funny because I think on a side note, you know, I have been so vocal about Fiverr and not caring about my shorter work, you know, having ownership over that shorter work that I do, you know, commercial work and stuff. And I do think that I have rethought a lot of my previous things, but my previous assumptions or my previous thoughts. But I wanted to create this production company because of that very reason. I want to have ownership. I want voice actors to have more ownership over their work for long term. So basically what the model we've created is that the team and I'm so happy to say that I actually have a team of people working with me now who are incredible. But anyways, we choose books in the public domain, and that allows us to maintain ownership, but we do not publish them through Amazon right now and ACX because a couple things. One, Amazon for the longest time, Kindle has really, and Kindle and Audible have really controlled a lot of the market from the sense of telling people what they can and can't do. I mean, look at our standards, for goodness sake. Our standards, our audio standards. I'm going to get a sip of coffee here. As you know me, when I get on the pedestal, I start going. The standards, for example, right, are all based on ACX's rules. I mean, they're not, you know, like we don't need those standards, have nothing to do with anything except the platform that ACX and Audible have created. Okay. And because of that, then it's a standard throughout the industry because most people want to publish their stuff on there. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not claiming there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying that they have controlled so much of the industry for so long. Also, they've controlled the aspects of public domain books, you know, because you can't just go on to Audible and publish your own version of a public domain book as an audiobook. Because you have to have a book on Kindle in order for you to be able to publish an audiobook. So because of that, then you have to abide by their rules when it comes to how do you republish a book in the public domain. So they add, you know, you've got to add pictures to it, you've got to add annotation, you've got to add, it's got to be a unique translation, you know, like to a language that hadn't been translated before, you know, so they have these guidelines in order to put books up. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's not an issue. I especially like new artwork. We have an incredible artist who's starting to do all of our artwork for our audiobooks that we're doing. But, you know, especially for like the covers of the audiobooks and things like that. But the problem I'm trying to get, or the problem I'm saying, is that they've controlled so much for so long that I wanted to do something to where we controlled more, where narrators could have more of that control, that ownership, instead of it being just solely owned by one or two people that were not us, you know, or businesses that were not us. So that's a big reason why I started the audiobook production company. And on top of that, I really, for the longest time, wanted to bring work to the Elite Academy, because I really felt that, you know, the people in our Elite Academy, they're fantastic. I mean, we have some incredible voice actors. We have so much talent. But marketing is always such a massive weight on someone's, you know, like on our shoulders. We've, you know, in order for that talent to be used, right, we have to, no, I just dropped my remote. I was trying to turn on my fancy overhead lights. Hold on a minute. Hold on. I'm getting the remote. The fancy overhead lights in my booth make me happy. I don't know about you guys, but it makes me happy. And I like blue. Okay. I turned on the blue lights. random. So anyways, the marketing aspect is just it can be such a pain, really, right? Because you could be the most talented voice actor in the world, but you can't get any daggone business because, you know, Fiverr or ACX or Upwork, they're just kicking all of our asses on getting ranked in Google and getting, you know, like we can't do it. And then agencies, I mean, there's no lack of voice talent right now, right? It's so easy to find voice talent. It's ridiculous. Now, I know that we're in the industry, so we know where all the voice talents are, but you type in voiceover, voice talent, voice actor, et cetera, into Google. And I mean, you can have a voiceover within an hour or two. I mean, it's that simple at a pretty decent rate. So, you know, it is not, now I'm not, you know, again, I'm not claiming quality here of other things, but I'm just saying there is so many voice actors available that it is very hard for us to stand out. So for me, I always like the idea, why can't we generate our own stuff? You know, why can't we do our own things? Why can't we hire our own people from a VO's Journey Elite Academy? And here's a perfect example. You know, we started publishing these stories. We've published four so far. It's really cool. And we've got the next four ready to be published. We're just finishing up with them and starting to get artwork and everything. And we're putting out the next four stories to get starting auditions today. We're doing that. We're putting those out today, you know, and to get auditions for those. And it's like, now we're going to need audiobook trailers, right? So short 15, 30 second audiobook trailers that we're going to hire people from the academy to do there. And I really like the idea of making that a part of the academy where we, you know, the people who are working their butt off, at least in the academy, they also get another opportunity to actually get work. I always thought that'd be really cool. No other place has an actual, you know, production company built into it that only uses the people in their academy or their members. So I'm really thrilled about that. And I think it's going to be great. It's a long road. This isn't a short-term get rich for any of us, but you know, it is a new beginning for another piece of the pie to help us down the road, all of us, people in the academy, be able to make money in the long term. What we're going to be doing is we're also going to be creating an app, and people are going to be able to pay. And we're going to especially be looking to educational. So my wife and I, we've been in education our whole life. We know people all over the country. You know, both her and I have been administrators in education, teachers for 20 plus years. You know, that's what I did, of course, before I became a voice actor. She's been in administration. She's been a teacher. We know colleges, you know, people who really do value these public domain stories and things like that. And they're great educational pieces too. And it's really good narration and a way to listen and learn these things without having to struggle through, you know, just the reading aspect. So many people learn through auditory senses that this is a great way to bring this to educational facilities all over the country and world. So we've got a lot of wonderful plans. So like with the apps, people can subscribe to them, people can pay, and then, you know, we pay by downloads and so forth. So, I mean, we've got this wonderful thing sketched out, and it's exciting, and we're starting down that path, and we're already starting to publish and growing, but it takes a while. It takes a while. We need to continue getting that breadth of work put together, and we need a nice catalog. Right now, we're working on the Grimm's Fairy Tales, and we also want to add audio dramas with that, where we're doing multiple voice actors. So I do think that this is an exciting thing going on. And that's what I've been spending a lot of time working on the Elite Academy, working on this, audiobook production company. Also, my goodness, our voiceover conference. I'm so excited about that. I think it's because, you know, Casey and I spent so much time working on this conference, putting it together, getting an incredible group of speakers. I was talking to Sean Pratt earlier today. He's going to be one of the speakers with Scott Brick Brent Allen Hagel, a bunch of other wonderful speakers. We're also talking about offering 30-minute or so free coaching sessions for like raffling them off, giving them away for people who sign up for the conference. And I think it's a wonderful idea, you know, to be able to get that through these people, myself and stuff, because I think this is for the price of the ticket, which is under $200. It's like $189, and you get it for cheaper if you're in the academy. But you get like 3 days of insane amount of information, and it's digital. So we're doing this over a Zoom conference event, which is really cool. You don't even have to leave your home. So it's really exciting. These things are recorded too. I'm just really thrilled about them. There's networking possibilities through this. It's exciting. This being done on Zoom, it's not an afterthought. I love live conferences, but the problem with live conferences and this is that, you know, the digital aspect is always a secondary aspect of it, right? It's always like you don't get to communicate with anybody, you don't get to conversate, you don't get to meet anyone or, you know, share any information. Well, through our conference, you do. And that's what's really, really exciting about it. We've got CEOs coming from major online sites. We've got an incredible e-learning panel of actually casting directors and people who are actually, you know, hiring e-learning people. I mean, it's really exciting. We've got such a great thing for the voiceover conference. So that's been another thing I've been working on a lot. You know what's crazy? All this time, what's been going on with voiceover? So that's been really tough. I mean, I think in general, I know a lot of people have talked about voiceovers have been slowing down. Voiceovers have kind of stayed around the same for me. They've not picked up. And they've kind of stayed, you know, I've stayed around my normal mark, you know, which right now I make around $4,000 to $6,000 a month in voiceovers. And, you know, that is, of course, the number that I make around right now because of the academy and everything else that I'm doing. I'm doing so much with other stuff. It's actually become increasingly more difficult to do more voiceover work. And I'll be honest, between me and you, I kind of miss some of it. I miss doing as much voiceover work as I did before.
I don't know. Voice acting is a... It feels free. I don't know why I want to say it that way, but, you know, there's so much freedom in a performance to me. You know, when you perform, I guess, what is it? It's raw, maybe the wrong word, but, you know, in a given moment in time when you perform, I've always felt more home when I perform in front of an audience, even in front of a microphone. It just feels right for me. I've always felt right when I perform. You know me, I don't have a lack of words, but when I talk about this, I kind of do struggle sometimes to describe because it's all based on my feelings and how I enjoy it. So I do miss doing as many voiceovers and pushing it out there as much as I did before when I was first starting. But at the same time, there's something more important. I feel like I'm doing something even more important now and helping a lot of other people, more people than I could ever help with just my voiceover work. I'm actually helping other people and with this academy in their lives. So that's it's a good trade-off, I think. But I do miss a lot of it. I do miss doing more. But hey, $46,000 is a lot of money. I'm not shying away at that. That's a good chunk of change. But it is definitely way lower than what I used to be making. But with the academy and everything, it makes up for all that. So I'm not worried about that, but more so just it is, and I think that's what's fun too about this audiobook production company, because I do get to work, you know, I have all my mentor students, which is amazing. It's wonderful working with all of them and helping them, but the academy and working with these voice actors with the audio production company is fun in the sense that, you know, this is, again, performance, acting, talent. It all's in. I love it. It's just something that I've always loved and I will always love. So that's kind of what I've been doing with my time. I kind of started reworking the website. Haven't done a VO's Journey website. It's just been a lot of like head down work. And I, you know, sometimes I think it's not always exciting to talk about that, but I think that's not true in some senses too, because there's so much over the years that I've learned that I can continue to share. And you know, some things though don't change. Like for example, just on a side note, this morning I had three or four voiceovers I had to get done before I started the day of coaching, and God bless these clients, but they were just difficult. Let's say they were just difficult and kept coming back with revision after revision after revision. And I realized shortly, because there was pronunciation things they were talking about, but there was not words where I was having pronunciation issues, which meant that they were not from the US. There was a European company who probably looked more upon the British way of pronouncing things as opposed to the American way. This happens a lot, right? And if you're in different parts, like if you're in the Middle East, a lot of times, depending where in the Middle East, there's more American style, or it's interesting. So you begin to learn more, but because sometimes people will send me back, they'll be like, well, you know, you didn't pronounce this right. I'm like, what do you mean? It is pronounced right. But then if they're thinking that it's supposed to be, you know, tomato, you know what I mean? Like that kind of thing, right? There's different ways to pronounce things if you know, with an American accent or British accent. So anywho, it was exhausting. I think I spent an hour. I'm not kidding you, an hour with this client just revising. And honestly, the final things that I sent in or whatever, I don't feel like it sounded any different from the first things I did, but that doesn't mean it's not true. But you know, even that, it was nice in some senses that I got, again, to cut my teeth and to go in there and really push and to try new things. And I don't know, again, there's freedom in that, you know, it doesn't feel so much like, I think the thing with performing for me has always felt more like, you know, it's felt more fun. It's felt more, I feel more alive doing it, right? The managerial work, helping people, it's always, you know, I feel really good and it makes me feel good. But when I perform, there's part of me, it feels alive. You know, I feel like you're in that moment, you feel alive, you know. I don't, that's basically how I can explain it, I guess. I feel completely alive. Nothing holds, you know, nothing holding back. That moment in time, you are giving everything you have at that moment. That's good. You know, that feels good. You know, anyways. So, but that was funny this morning. It was, it was Battle Royale with the revisions this morning. I know a lot of you have gone through that over and over again. And, I hadn't done that. I haven't gone through that many revisions in like a year or so, year or two. So that was about every year I go through one of those where I've got a client who just, you know, for you, sometimes I wonder, sometimes I almost feel like, where are you listening? Are you listening to the right? Are you in your car? Are you, you know, some, I mean, you gotta be really polite, right? Cause you don't want to upset someone. They're trying to get what they feel they need just as much as we are. So, but anyways, listen, thank you guys for listening. It has been quite a month. And of course, summer, my son started football. That's been wild. He just started the ninth grade, you know, where he's getting ready to start the ninth grade and he's on the JV football team. And that's been really exciting because, you know, I played football and I went to college and played football. So, that's been, really exciting for me and our family, and he's loving it. So that's cool. And, you know, my daughter, she rides horses and we've got this farm here. So it's definitely been a lot going on and I've missed doing podcasts. You know, I will be working really hard to, you know, getting back to doing them once or twice a week instead of a month. So thank you guys so much for listening and being a part of Avio's journey. And please, you know, check out Avio's Journey Elite Academy. And you know, after all that stuff I mentioned about the Academy, I think actually the best part about it is the incredible community of people that are there. I mean, we've tried really hard and our members have made it easy, but we, you know, I don't know if you guys, but I've joined a lot of communities and, you know, I've been like, you know, places like Gravy for the Brain and, Voiceover Network and, Bill DeWeese and they're great. All of them are great, but of course I'm biased, right? Because it's mine. And I'm going to say, you know, I love our community. I mean, they're so open and kind and helpful. It's really wonderful. So even if you just join for that, I think it would be worth it. So any hoosers, everybody, thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Check out some of that stuff. And I hope that no matter what's happening with your voiceover business, keep pushing. You know, we are in the doldrums of summer, but we will be coming out of it. Oh, and don't forget, maybe I'll talk about that next time, but don't forget, what do we have coming up? Halloween, which means get your Halloween gigs out there. Get your Halloween stuff up. You know, it's my favorite time of the year because I love my scary voices. You know, I love to do my scary voices. So, you know, get your characters out there. Get your Halloween gigs up because people are going to be looking to buy from you now to get ready for Halloween. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for watching this podcast. Sometimes if you filmed it, but no, thank you guys for listening. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.